And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And we say hello to Mr. Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, how is it in the fabulous Florida Keys, sir?
The Florida Keys are fabulous, Ed, and there's fabulous events happening all through November and through the rest of the year. Heck, you know what? There's fabulous events happening in the fabulous Keys all the fabulous time. Let's get right to it here. First of all, through the end of this month, Ed, at the Key West Custom House, it's the Key West Art and Historical Society's presenting Depicting Hemingway, Guy Harvey Sketches the Old Man and the Sea. It's featuring 59 original pen and ink drawings which follow the storyline of Ernest Hemingway's famous novel. Now, through December 22nd, Ed, up in Marathon, you ever wanted to have an opportunity to have your holiday greeting card taken with a dolphin? You can do it at the Dolphin Research Center through December 22nd. Have your holiday photo shot with a dolphin. Participate in the Dolphin Research Center's Meet the Dolphin program, and you can bring your own Santa hats, reindeer antlers, or other accessories to use while posing. And, of course, the Dolphin Research Center's experienced photographers will shoot the pictures using a high-resolution digital camera. Now, through April 26th, back down to Key West we go, the 18th Annual Sculpture Key West. It's a stunning annual art exhibit. It's showcasing the work of leading contemporary sculptors at Fort Zachary Taylor State Park and the Key West Garden Club at West Martello Tower. Still in Key West, through November 23rd, the Red Barn Theater is presenting Moments of Grace. This event actually began on Wednesday, and it's the second annual Key West Film Festival. It's showcasing films that exhibit excellence in storytelling, and there's a number of films, including Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, one of my favorites. Can we say the arsonist was denied a bank loan? I'll tell you something, I know all those lines, Ed, because it truly is one of my all-time favorite films. Will Ferrell's great, and of course, the sequel is coming up. Let's not overlook, though, that this second annual Key West Film Festival, the premier attraction is indeed Mario Hemingway.
Wow.
Absolutely, Ed. Now, let's go back up to Key Largo tonight, talking about film, the Ocean Life Lecture Series at the Key Largo Cultural Center. It's featuring film and the ocean. It's led by Dr. Michael Giuseppe, and he's going to be discussing the impact of film on our cultural perceptions of the ocean. It's at the Murray E. Nelson Government and Cultural Center, mile marker 102 on that overseas highway. It is free, by the way, and open to the public. Now, for the ladies out there, there's the Ladies Let's Go Fishing annual Key Fishing University for Women. That's this weekend. That's in the Upper Keys, Alamorada, and also Tavernier. A great opportunity to learn or to polish angling skills. It's an award-winning seminar. It's been going on for 17 years, and they have 7,000 women graduates who have really had a great opportunity to learn the intricacies in angling. And, of course, the Florida Keys are indeed the fishing capital of the world. Best part, Ed, is that this fishing university is billed as the No Yellin' School of Fishing. Down to Key West we go. Tonight, still, the South Florida Symphony is presenting the Master Concert Series, A Soul Unfettered. And that'll be at the Tennessee Williams Theater at 8 o'clock. And tomorrow, still in Key West, the Florida Keys Eco Discovery Center is featuring Magical Mangroves. Up to Marathon we go. In the middle Florida Keys, November 21st to December 14th, the Marathon Community Theater is presenting Mama Won't Fly. And Ed, back down to Key West, November 21st to the 24th, the second annual Chalk Fest. Now, artists from across Florida, they'll take their craft to the streets of Key West. It is being presented by the Key West Art and Public Places Board. And each day, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., both local and visiting artists will be using the promenade alongside the seawall of the Truman Waterfront as their canvas for intricate and very colorful chalk art creations. 21st of November in Alamorada, the monthly Moradaway Arts and Cultural District Third Thursday Art Walk. Back down the Key West, November 21st, Tennessee Williams Theater is presenting Clint Black. He's a prolific singer-songwriter. He has been long heralded as one of country music's brightest stars. Still in Key West, November 22nd to the 23rd, the Waterfront Playhouse is presenting, and the winner is, this is a concert of Oscar-winning songs. November 23rd, up to the Upper Keys in Alamorada, a free outdoor Pops in the Park. It's a family fun concert. It'll begin at 4 o'clock at Founders Park, which is mile marker 87 Bayside. Down to Key West the next day on the 24th, another installment of the family-friendly Sheriff's Animal Farm. I'll tell you something, Ed. People don't know a lot about the Sheriff's Animal Farm. It's open twice a month, always on a Sunday, between 1 and 3 p.m. They've got fabulous animals there that are being cared for. These are animals that have been abandoned. And there's cows, there's some ponies, horses, there's tortoises, turtles, but there are also some exotics. There's Kramer the emu, a family of Patagonian cavies, and of course, my favorite, the microphone cable-eating goat.
Sounds like you've got a story.
Yes, we do, but we won't tell it now. And a couple of other events coming up here, November 27th to the 31st of December, the Key West Bite Before Christmas Holiday Celebration, Art Key West. On the weekend of November 29th, there's a 5th annual Bay Jam Reggae Fest. That's in Alamorada on November 30th. The Fort Taylor Pirates Invasion, December 6th through the 8th. And then a whole slew of boat parades. And we're going to get to the end of the year. We'll talk more about that in December. All the reveille down in the Florida Keys to celebrate the dawning of 2014. And add much more information on these and so many other events in the fabulous Florida Keys, on the fabulous Florida Keys website. It is flakeys.com.
Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council always knows where it's happening. Thank you so much, Andy, for all of that information.
Ed, always great to be with you.